Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Fourth round of India-Singapore ministerial roundtable to be held in Singapore today. India calls for urgent reforms in UN Security Council, saying its structure and decision-making process must reflect present-day global realities. Bangladesh to go to polls today to elect a new president. US President Donald Trump declares economic warfare against Iran, threatens economic punishment for any country helping Tehran. And Indian women's team to take on England in their final Pool D match of FIH Hockey World Cup in Amstelveen this evening. And now the news in detail. The fourth round of India-Singapore ministerial roundtable will be held in Singapore today. The participating ministers from the Indian side are Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, and Minister of State for Commerce, Industry, Electronics and IT Jitin Prasad. A report.
The mechanism of ISMR is an important platform to drive cooperation, including in new and emerging areas. Its inaugural meeting was held in New Delhi in September 2022, followed by the second meeting in Singapore in August 2024 and third meeting in New Delhi in August 2025. Deliberations on advanced manufacturing, connectivity, healthcare and medicine, skills development and sustainability from these meetings drive the roadmap for India-Singapore Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, CSP roadmap, which was unveiled during the visit of Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, to India in September last year. The MEA said the fourth round of ISMR will enable both sides to review the progress of various ongoing initiatives and identify avenues to further strengthen India-Singapore collaboration. The fourth edition of India-Singapore Business Roundtable, that serves as a strategic and advisory forum of key business leaders, will also be held along the ISMR. Meanwhile, Dr. Jaishankar met his Singaporean counterpart Vivian Balakrishnan on his arrival in the country yesterday. Payal Sharma, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India has called for urgent reforms in the United Nations Security Council, UNSC, saying its structure and decision-making process must reflect present-day global realities and provide greater representation to the developing countries. Speaking at a UNSC open debate on working methods, India's Chargé d'Affaires to the UN, Yojana Patel, said the need for reform is more pronounced and pressing than ever before. She noted that the UN's membership has increased significantly since 1945 and argued that the Security Council cannot continue to be shaped by the realities of that era. India reiterated its demand for expansion in both permanent and non-permanent membership with greater representation for the Global South. Patel said reforms should be pursued through text-based negotiations with clear milestones and deadlines.
Today's open debate gains particular salience given the questions among citizens of member states on the credibility, efficacy and legitimacy of the Security Council and its decision making. The underlying reason has been this principal organ's inability to purposefully intervene in raging conflicts across different parts of the globe. This has come at a huge cost to humanity. The need for reforming the Security Council is more pronounced and pressing than ever before. Our joint endeavor must be on appropriately equipping the UNSC to address contemporary and future challenges. The world of 1945 has changed beyond recognition. UN membership has grown fourfold since then.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with the Defense Minister of Japan, Shinjiro Koizumi, in New Delhi today. The meeting is expected to further strengthen bilateral defense relations, enhance strategic trust and cooperation, promote stability and security in the Indo-Pacific region. The two ministers will exchange views on deeper maritime security cooperation and closer defense equipment and technology collaboration. Under the Make in India framework, Defense Ministry said the meeting provides an opportunity to build a roadmap for further advancing bilateral defense and security cooperation. Lieutenant Governor of Delhi Taranjit Singh Sandhu chaired a review meeting on preparedness for the upcoming BRICS Summit 2026, scheduled to be held in Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Sandhu said that during the meeting, he stressed the need for seamless multi-agency coordination and time-bound execution across all fronts. He directed all stakeholder departments and agencies to ensure smooth traffic and security management, robust civic upkeep, and emergency medical readiness across key venues and movement corridors. He added that guided by India's timeless ethos of Atithi Devo Bhava, Delhi is fully geared up to extend an orderly, secure and warm welcome to all the visiting delegates. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Bangladesh will hold its presidential election today, with lawmakers set to choose between the ruling BNP's stalwart Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir and 11-party opposition alliance candidate Colonel Oli Ahmed. The voting will take place for the first time in a presidential election after a gap of 35 years. The voting will be held at the parliament, Jatiya Sangsad, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. today. The president-elect will take the oath as Bangladesh's new president tomorrow evening at the Darbar Hall of Bangabhavan. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a sweeping new economic warfare against Iran. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said Iran was given several opportunities to reach a deal with the United States, but failed to do so. He said Washington will now launch an unprecedented campaign of economic warfare and isolation against Tehran. Trump also threatened economic punishment for any country helping Tehran. He warned that any country allowing its financial institutions, business, airports, or government agencies to provide support to Tehran will also face tremendous economic consequences. The measures are expected to focus on Iran's key economic lifelines, including oil smuggling networks, financial transfers, exchange houses, ship registries, and front companies. Indian shuttlers will be in action today in the pre-quarterfinals of the BWF World Championships in New Delhi. Players will look to book their places in the quarterfinals. More from our correspondent.
In the women's singles, former world champion PV Sindhu will take on third seed Wang Ziyi of China. In the men's singles, Indian debutant Ayush Shetty will face 11th seed Alvi Farhan of Indonesia. In men's doubles, 5th seed Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will play against Junaidi Arif and Roy King Yap in the round of 16. In women's doubles, the Indian pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will face 7th seeds Rin Iwa Wanaga and Kai Nakanishi of Japan. Meanwhile, in mixed doubles, Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto will take on China's Guo Xinhua and Chin Fang Hui. With Bhanu, Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In the Antica Singapore International Challenge Badminton, India's mixed doubles pair of Mohit Jaglan and Lakshita Jaglan has advanced to the quarterfinals after receiving a walkover. The Indian duo was initially scheduled to face Singapore's Guan Yu Tian Tan and Jesse Batchelor. Earlier, the Indian siblings received a bye in the first round. In hockey, Indian women's team will face England today in their final Pool D match of the FIH Hockey World Cup at Wagenaar Stadium in Amstel Fen. The match will begin at 6:30 p.m. IST. A win or draw will ensure India's finish top of the pool and qualify for the next round. Indian women team are high on confidence after a record 6-1 win over South Africa on Tuesday. The victory surpassed India's previous biggest World Cup win, a 4-1 triumph over Spain in the inaugural 1974 edition. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Fourth round of India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable to be held in Singapore today. India calls for urgent reforms in UN Security Council, saying its structure and decision-making process must reflect present-day global realities. Bangladesh to go to polls today to elect a new president. US President Donald Trump declares economic warfare against Iran, threatens economic punishment for any country helping Tehran, and Indian women's team to take on England in their final Pool D match of FIH Hockey World Cup in Amstel Fen this evening. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.